From the Farmers and Ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. The American Farm Bureau Federation has put together calculations for the production value most at risk of damage from Hurricane Milton. Chad Smith has more on the devastation.
2 weeks after Hurricane Helene battered Florida's Big Bend region, Hurricane Milton made landfall, further devastating the state's agricultural sector. Farm Bureau economist Danny Munch says a combination of data allows us to assess potential damage based on production value in the region.
What we found was that vegetable production is the largest agricultural sector in those counties impacted by Hurricane Milton, with a total value exceeding $1.6 billion produced in those counties. FDA requires and restricts any sales of edible portions of crops that have been exposed to flooding. So any vegetables that were flooded have been lost. The fruit and tree nut sector, where next largest sector, $1.3 billion in ag sales in those affected counties are produced, such as the state's citrus industry.
The estimated losses don't stop there.
Florida is also the second largest producer of strawberries in the U.S., producing over $430 million in strawberries each year, and 99% of acreage was in the counties within Hurricane Milton's path. You also had wind damage on barns and infrastructure, cutting power to dairies and aquaculture facilities in the area, and damaged fencing and livestock containment areas.
The road to recovery will be long for Florida's agricultural community, but Munch says there is help available.
So when we're talking about crop insurance providers, approved insurance providers, they've been authorized to accept delayed notices of losses due to Hurricane Milton. FSA has provided some flexibilities. You also have some permanent disaster programs in the Farm Bill that will continue to help, such as the Tree Assistance Program, which provides vital financial support to cover the cost of replanting or rehabilitating orchards when those trees are damaged or destroyed. And the Livestock Indemnity Program, which compensates livestock losses exceeding normal mortality due to extreme weather. So those are just a few of the programs farmers can use.
Chad Smith, Washington.
Rural Apprenticeship Program. More on that when we come back.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors. And if you find yourself in a crisis, remember, there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
MJE Livestock Equipment is launching an apprenticeship program for five roles through Kansas Farm Bureau's award-winning Rural Kansas Apprenticeship Program. This apprenticeship program empowers employees to gain valuable skills, advance careers, and build a brighter future for themselves and their families. MJE will provide training and technical instruction to employees hired into positions for welders, diesel mechanics, heavy equipment operators, heavy truck drivers, and concrete finishers. Apprentices will be recruited, interviewed, hired, and employed by MJE. To learn more about the apprenticeship program, visit www.kfb.org/rkap. Next, Insight with Glenn Brunkow.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Glenn Brunkow.
I know it's easy to be discouraged about the current state of things, but that is no reason not to vote. I want to emphasize how important it is to get out and exercise your right to vote no matter what. And if you are discouraged, that's all the more reason to get involved, especially at the local level. I truly believe it will take all of us being involved to make a difference. And as we approach Election Day, I want to remind you, early voting is an option. I admit I resisted voting before Election Day for a long time. There is something about voting on that day. I have softened that view, and I even voted early in the last primary. It takes some of the uncertainty out of having just one day to vote. It takes things like bad weather or unplanned calamities out of the equation. That is the long way of me saying, vote early and take the doubt out of it. Whether it comes early or on Election Day, your vote is counted the same. We all have a million things to do, and it is easy to talk ourselves into thinking our vote does not matter or it won't make a difference. But it does matter. Whether it is this week, next week, or on November 5th, take the time and go cast your vote.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.